Welcome back to Real Insight Keen, Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 123, Better Call Saul, Season 1, Episodes 1 and 2. So, welcome back to the episode, everybody. Sorry I didn't make a post earlier. I saw the commercials for Better Saul Call and thought, you know what, I'll watch the show, do an episode, and then I realized that it was a two-part season premiere, so I decided to postpone the show until I got a chance to watch both episodes. So, I did have a chance to watch them. I did enjoy them thoroughly, so I'll get into that a little bit later. Not too much insights. It was done overall pretty well, I thought, so not too much to say, but it was, it is actually very entertaining and worth continuing to watch. So with that, I'll jump right into the show. So, Better Saul Call Season 1, Episode 1, aired on February 8th, 2015. It is titled Uno, and it has a summary of Jimmy tries an unconventional method for pursuing potential clients after inspiration strikes. Episode 2 aired on February 9th, 2015. It's titled Mijo, and it's summarized as Jimmy's troubles escalate, leaving him in dire straits. Carelessness puts Chuck at risk. A series overview is that this show, if you didn't know already or don't know where it's coming from, is the trials and tribulations of criminal lawyer Saul Goodman in the time leading up to the establishing of his strip mall law office in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So it basically comes down to an origin story for Saul Goodman. In the case of Better Call Saul, he does start off the show with his given name of Jimmy McGill. So in case you're a little confused as to why the summary says Jimmy, that's a little bit of backstory there. So at least at this point, it seems like they're going to be building into how or why and how he changed his name to Saul. I have a couple of early thoughts on why how that might have changed, but it's still too early to tell as well. So I'll have a link in the show notes to the Better Call Saul website. It's actually pretty simple, bettercallsaul.com. I'll also have a link to the IMDb profile and Wikipedia pages so you guys can check out the full cast list and descriptions on all that, see the current air dates for episodes and all of that good stuff. So with that, I will jump right into the insight and actually a brief prelude to the summary. I actually couldn't find a good summary, so I'll find some inspiration in the meantime, but in any case, I'll roll right into my summary of what I thought of the show in any case. So to start it off with the insight, though, yellow is not a memorable color. So in the middle or so, maybe three quarters away into the first episode, we have Saul Goodman staking out a lady's house. It's one of his clients who he's trying to make his own client, so he wants a couple of endeavoring skateboarders who want to get rich quick by scamming people out of money. So he wants to use them to get some money and become the lawyer to show his worth to this other lady. And he's sitting in his car. It's actually not the Cadillac that we see, or Oldsmobile, I forget offhand, that we see him driving in Breaking Bad. It's actually an old, beat-up yellow car. He doesn't have the money that he has in Breaking Bad, so just a bit of note there. But he has, maybe a bright yellow car is overstating it, but the shade and the way the car stands out in the neighborhood would make it something that people would remember. So I got to thinking, as far as the storyline is that if the lady that he's trying to make his client sees the car and then she sees him driving up in it later, that she would figure out that that he was staking her out. So it didn't seem like a good idea, or it didn't seem like he was hiding it very well. It would have been better if he was in another car, or if he had walked by or had been on a stakeout just by hiding out somewhere or something like that. So it seemed like a weird choice to stay in his car, or maybe it was along the lines of no one would think that he's a lawyer driving in that car or something along those lines if he's as good as he says he is. So in any case, it was a weird choice, but an intriguing way to have his stakeout. But next up, before you follow the money, find out who owns the money. So we actually close out episode one with an interesting, I don't want to say cliffhanger, but it's meant to be a cliffhanger, but we get the introduction of Tuco, if you remember, or if I remember as well, or if memory serves, Tuco was the first main, in air quotes, bad guys in Breaking Bad. He's the first dealer that Walter and Jesse make the deal with. And so we have him brought back here, living at home with his grandmother. And I got to thinking that, well, in any case, the fault lied is actually with the two skateboarders who didn't realize that the person that they're following was not the lady that Saul Goodman wanted to actually scam. So it was actually an oversight on his part. So it's kind of along the lines of, okay, well, if you're going to stake out a person, find out exactly who the car belongs to. Granted, they were looking for a license plate that started with the number 4. So I didn't catch if the grandmother's license plate did or did not start with 4, but it would be an odd coincidence. But in any case, they should have Saul should have had them remember more of the license plate or taken better care to make sure that they were actually following the right person. But finally, to summarize overall to summarize episode 2, as a lot of things happen for Saul, for better or worse, but it's not about what was done, it's about who did it. So we kind of see in the scene where the skateboarder's legs are broken that of how Saul is working his way out of a situation, how he's thinking outside of the box and thinking or working to find every angle to every possible, or find every angle to a story. So it was along the lines of he didn't want to get killed or hurt himself, and he wanted to pin it on the skateboarders, but also make sure that he still gets his money. So we start to see exactly how he works his angles and kind of his logic behind what logic he presents in Breaking Bad. So that's really all I had for the inside of the episodes. Overall, were very well done. The story moved along. The first season, or the first episode, was a little bit slower than the second. It worked out for me because I knew going in that it was a two-part season premiere. So overall, with the two episodes together, I give it a real score of 100%. On its own, the first episode probably would not have been too much to get behind. It would have been one of those episodes where I would have wanted to see where they take the second episode, or maybe even see how the season goes overall to give it a chance. But together, it is actually worth seeing. They did bring it about pretty nicely. The second episode maybe is kind of a counter to the first, and that it seemed kind of fast on its own, but they did round out the skateboarder storyline, so at least we get to see that transition to kind of how Saul starts working his way in, or at least working his way into helping the people who can't afford a lawyer, and hustling and working every angle possible. So the overall positives for the show is that I did like that they introduced Saul in his before his Better Call Saul days. So it was a good, or not necessarily summary, but we do get a good sense of, and we do see that he is down and out. He doesn't have as much money as one would expect. It is his early days in becoming a lawyer, and he's trying to get money every which way he can, build up a client base, build up a reputation, and all of that good stuff. And then we also have where you see the beginnings of the backstory to Tuco and Mike Ehrmantraut. So we don't have too much as far as Tuco just yet. We do see him and his gang. We get the line drop that they are in the drug business. They don't say exactly what their drugs are. We know now if you've seen Breaking Bad, but not too much information was given there. And then same with Mike Ehrmantraut. We don't know his full backstory yet if you're just watching Better Call Saul. But we do see that he does know or he does have initial introductions and meetings and conversations with Saul. So we kind of get that, or we kind of know that that is coming as well. So that is really all for this particular episode, and so no real summary for Better Call Saul, or these, at least the first two episodes, just yet. But it is worth seeing. If you have not seen Breaking Bad, then you don't need to know too much, or you don't need to see it just yet, but at the moment it does help to know Saul, Tuco, and Mike Ehrmantraut. Their storylines will come into play. But it is worth watching at least, I think it's season one for the Tuco storyline. I believe season three, if memory serves, maybe the second half of season two for Mike Ehrmantraut's storyline. But to at least get those, that storyline and that much of a story of at least what is known right at the end, I want to say, of Better Call Saul, or at least what information is already known about them. But it's not really a requirement, but it is worth watching Breaking Bad if you have not seen it already. But that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, insights of your own, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. I did check Amazon Instant Video and at least the first episode of the show, and probably already the second, if since the first episode came out the day after, should be available on Amazon Instant Video. I read someone had seen it on iTunes already, so I'm guessing it's already on Google Play as well. But however you're choosing to watch the show, if you're watching it on the go, be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio so you get the best possible quality sound with some stylish headphones as well, so you'll have that look and feel that suits your need. And you'll hear all the great conversations in the show. It's a lot of talking and some music, but it is mostly talking, so you're able to tune out the outside world and listen to the shows in peace because the headphones are noise reducing and the sound quality is that great. And when you visit geek-io.net/tweaked, be sure to use the promo code GEEK at checkout to save 1/3 off your order as well. That's geek-io.net/tweaked and the promo code GEEK for some brand new headphones and 1/3 off your order as well. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. And of course, if you want to support this show and any show on the Geek.io network, be sure to find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. All the great levels are there, so you can see exactly what rewards you get for supporting the show and the network. And of course, if you want to find this show and any show on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit us at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.